This is Pirsuis, my Rebbe Babayada, who may listen to this later on, so I just want to first acknowledge him. Thank you guys so much for coming. As you can see on the source sheet, the title of the shiur is Bringing God into Our Lives, Moses and the Blood of the Passover Sacrifice, or Moshe and Dom Korban Pesach. Okay, so we're going to look at kind of Yibet and Shmot, and we're going to do a close reading of it, and then we will kind of be our springboard to the rest of the shiur. Okay, so right after, so I'm just going to first orient us as to what is going on in Perek Yudbet, and then we will dive into the text. Right after Moshe warns Paro about the final Makado strike, Egypt, Makat Bechoro, Hashem gives Moshe and Aaron the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So I want to look closely at a particular aspect of the command, the instruction to put the blood of the slaughtered Korban on the lentil and doorpost of one's house. In particular, I want to focus on the verbs that Hashem uses to describe this particular step. So what we're going to do is we're going to read Psukim Aleph through Hey fairly quickly. We'll summarize just so we find our bearings, and then we will do a close reading of Psukim Blood and Zion. So does anyone want to volunteer to read? Lima?
Okay. Lima, in English?
In Hebrew.
Okay. V'yomer Hashem Moshe v'Aaron v'Eretz Mitzrayim l'mor, Hachodesh hazeh lechem rosh chodeshim, rosh rishon hu lechem chodshi hashana. Dabru al kol adat Yisrael l'mor, v'aseh lechodesh hazeh v'ikhu lehem ish seh l'beit avot, seh l'bayit.
Okay, so I'll just stop
here.
I should have stopped you one muscle earlier.
Okay.
Psukim Aleph through Bet are Hashem telling Moshe that this month is going to be B'nai Shal's month. Okay, so now then, Pasuk Gimel, B'nared, so Bima, can you read on, can you read Pasuk Dalet and Hey, and then we'll summarize those three Pesukim.
Sure. V'in ma'an ha'vayet, mihi yot Moshe.
Miseh.
Sorry, Miseh.
That's actually interesting, but yeah.
V'lakach hu ushchino hakrov el bito, b'mich nichaset. Okay. Nefasho Yishlefi Achlo Tachsu. Tell me if I'm saying this wrong. Tachsu Alvaseh. And Hey Seh Tamim Zachar Ben Chanai Yalechem Min HaKfasim Min HaYizim Tikachu.
Great. Thank you so much. So, what's going on in these so again, Hashem tells Moshe that on the 10th of the month the Jews should take a seh. Each family should take a goat for themselves. If it turns out that the family is too small to eat a whole set by themselves, then they should join together with another family, and then those two families together will partake of their Korban Pesach. And then in Pasuk Hey, Hashem lays out some of the requirements for the Korban. It has to be a goat, it has to be a one-year-old, and it has to, or a less than year old, it has to be a male, and it has to, be a goat or a sheep, sorry, and it also has to not have any blemishes. Okay, so this brings us to Psukim Vav and Zion. So now we're going to do a close reading. Does someone else want to read?
Alright.
Jonathan? And I may stop you in the middle, so don't be startled.
And you start it.
Okay, so what was the first thing, Jonathan, that Hashem told Moshe to do?
Right,
so the word, right, he tells them that you should have the sheep for you, as a safeguard, and you should shachar, you should slaughter. So keep in mind, verb number one that we see here is the verb shin chet tet shachar. Okay, Jonathan, please go on. Great. Okay, so then what is Hashem tell Moshe afterwards? Welcome. We're on source one, Psukim Vav and Zion. Just orient you. In Pasuk Zion, Hashem tells Moshe, number one, to lakach blood, that B'nai Yisrael should take blood. And number two, Hashem says, "B'natznu al shei hamizuzot, yahal v'yahal mashkof, and al batim asher yafluot al v'hamda." That Bnei Yisrael should take the blood, and then they should be, tame the blood, they should put it on the door frame. So just parenthetically, the verb natan, as we're familiar with the meaning give, in the Tanakh, and I think maybe even today, and certainly in Chazal, it can refer to like putting something, or even like sprinkling the blood, that often comes up with korbanot. The Torah would use this verb. Okay, so in summary, quickly, Hashem tells Moshe that Bnei Yisrael should do three things. They should b'shachat this korban pesach, they should lakach its dam, they should take its blood, and then they should be notating the blood on the door frame. Okay, so I now want to skip ahead to source two, or move on to source two. What we skipped was Hashem gave Moshe a few more details about how the Jews should prepare the Korban Pesach. And then in Pasuk Yudbet, excuse me, Hashem explains to the Jews what the purpose of putting the blood on the doorframe is. So does someone want to read? Miriam? Okay, great. So what's the first thing that Hashem tells Moshe? That Hashem is going, Hashem the Malach, or the Malach Hamavas, is it clear, is going to go through Egypt and strike all the Egyptian firstborns, and will also enact judgments on the gods of Egypt. Okay, great. So now, Pasuk Yod Gimel, Miriam, go for it. Great. So, what does Hashem say? Hashem here explains what the purpose of putting the blood on the doorframe is. The blood is supposed to serve as a protective agent for the Jews from the Makat Bechorah. Hashem is the one who is going to be passing through Egypt, and then Hashem will see this blood, and then he will know to pass over it. So note, the blood has a thematic, functional purpose. It's meant there to protect the Jews from Makat Bechorah. Okay. Now, Pasuk Yod Dalet. And this is where Hashem is going to then. This is where Hashem gives Moshe the mitzvah of Pesach Dorot. Right, Bnei Yisrael. Hashem gave Bnei Yisrael the mitzvah of keeping Pesach in Egypt. And then he tells him in the future you should keep this same command or similar command once you get to in the future. Okay, so Miriam, Pasuk Yodal, please. Okay, so Hashem tells Moshe that Bnei Yisrael should observe this ritual in the future. And what's noteworthy is that Hashem actually gives a reason, or implies a reason, for why Bnei Yisrael should observe this ritual in the future. Right? Hashem says this ritual is supposed to be a zikaron, it's supposed to be a remembrance. I think it's implicit from the Pesukim what the Zikaron is supposed to be. What is it that the Jews are supposed to remember in the future? They're supposed to remember what Hashem described in the previous Pasuk. That Hashem passed through Egypt, and it was the blood of the Korban Pesach, the blood that came out of this ritual, which protected the Jews from Makat Bechorah, and which allowed Hashem to save the Jews. It's noteworthy, however, that the Torah, that Hashem here does not spell out or explicate what the meaning is. Hashem alludes to it, but he doesn't spell it out. Keep this in mind, because it will become relevant as we progress in the Shiur. Okay. What we looked at so far was Hashem's articulation of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach to Moshe and its purpose. I now want to look at how Moshe formulates this commandment when he relates it to Zibnei Yisrael. As you'll notice, by the way, there are some differences between what Hashem said to Moshe and what Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael. There are both differences in the details. Moshe adds in some details. He also, as we'll see, he also changes around the verbs, and that'll be our focus. And just parenthetically, this is kind of strange. You think about it from a theological point of view. It happens that Hashem tells Moshe to do this, and then Moshe comes along and adds some details to what Hashem said. So sensitive to this, the Ramban and Perek Yudbet explains that all the details of the mitzvah that Moshe kind of quote unquote adds in here, those were given to Moshe by Hashem. It's just that the Torah didn't record those details back there, and it kind of waits until it describes Moshe's articulation of this command to the Zakenim to include those details. Was that clear? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Mirav, can you read source 3 for us?
Sure. By Kamoshel, Kozi Nei Yisrael, by Omer Alayhem, Moshchu, Uklu Lachem Zon, Mishpachu Tichem, Mishachtu Hapasach.
Okay, good. So Hashem, Moshe, tells the Zakenim that the Jews should take the Zon, and that they should shochet this stone. So no, this is a perfect match to the verb that Hashem had used. Right? You look back on the previous verse, Hashem, you told Moshe to v'shachatu oto. Now Moshe, in relaying this command to the Zakenim, says v'shachatu ha'pasach. So far we have one for one. Good. Okay, Merab, please. Great. Okay, I'm going to pause you for one moment. So now, then, Moshe proceeds to tell the Jews that they should take a bunch of hyssop, and then they should dip it in the basin of blood, and then they should put the blood on the doorframe. So note that Moshe uses the same word to describe the gathering or the taking of blood that Hashem had used. And Hashem used the Hashem in Pasuk Zayin said "Bilakhu min hadam," that Moshe should take the blood, and that the Jews should take the blood. And then Moshe uses that same word. Okay, so far we are two for two, but we are in for a surprise. So Merab, please keep on reading. Okay, so who can tell me what does Moshe change? What verb, right? Hashem told Moshe that when Hashem described the mitzvah of putting the blood on the doorframe, Hashem used the verb natan, right? Or to give or put. Moshe, by contrast, replaces the word natan with the word vi'igate. This is striking. The meaning is about the same. If you look on the source sheet, I translated v'higatem in its most literal sense, right? V'higatem is the hefil form of the verb of the root naga. So meaning, naga means to touch. Hefil is the causative of binyan, when you put it, maybe. So v'higatem means to cause something to touch. So what it means here, literally, is that the Jews should cause the blood to touch the doorframe of their homes. Okay. Good. Okay, so now what we're going to do is, so we now have question one. Why does Moshe replace the verb natan with the verb bihigatem? I now want to look at the rest of Moshe's transmission of this command. We're going to focus primarily on Psukim Kafei through Kafei, but I want to read the rest as well. So, they don't not read yet. Alex!
Sorry.
That isn't recorded, right? Okay, Alex, so please take away Psukim, please take away from Pasuk.
Yeah, where should I take them?
Kafei.
V'avar Hashem lingofes mitzrayim v'ra es adam ala mashkof.
ואשתם זוזוס, ופסח השם על הפסח, ולא ייתן המשחיס לבוא אל בתיכם לנגוף.
Okay, so what is... Welcome. Sorry. What is Moshe doing? Here, Moshe paraphrases what Hashem had told him. Hashem had said that the purpose of putting the blood on the door frame was so that Hashem would know to pass over the houses, and then Moshe paraphrases the Jews. Okay, good. Proceed, please.
Okay, ושמרתם את הדבר הזה לחוק לכל בניך עד עולם.
Okay, so Hashem now relays the command of Pesach Dorot that the Jews should continue, or that the Jews in the future should observe the same ritual or a similar ritual. Okay. And now, just to give you an introduction, now Moshe is going to explain what the meaning of this mitzvah is. Okay,
Alex. Ve'ya kisavo el ha'aretz asher yiten Hashem lachem kasher diber u'shmartem es havodah hazos.
Okay, so when you come to the land, you should keep this service, mitzvah. Okay.
Yeah. Ve'ya ki amru aleichem v'nichem ma havodah hazos lachem. Ve'amartem. Alright, I'll keep going with it. Ve'amartem zevach pesachu la'ashem asher pasach avatei bnei Yisrael v'mitzrayim b'nagfo. Then I go po es mitzrayim ves botenu hitzil vayikora am vayishtachavu.
Okay, good. So this is very interesting. Recall when Hashem explained to Moshe or intimated to Moshe what the meaning of Pesach Dorot is. What did Hashem say? Hashem said it's supposed to be zikaron, but Hashem didn't spell out what the meaning of this mitzvah was. He kind of implied it. Moshe, by contrast, he spells out and explicates in a very dramatic and also personalized way, right? As Moshe tells the Zakenim that the purpose of observing this Korban Pesach ritual in the future is so that the Jews will recall what Hashem did to them, or what Hashem did on their behalf when they were in Egypt, right? And just note, and Pasuk Kav Zayin, right? Note the word, note the Efbatenu Hitzil, right? Moshe says that that Bnei Yisrael in the future should remember how Hashem saved us, right? Moshe personalizes it, which is interesting. So, to sum up what we've seen so far, right? Hashem gives Moshe a command of Korban Pesach, and then Moshe, when relaying this command to the Jews, replaces the verb benatan with a verb vihigatem when describing the command of putting the blood on the doorframe. That's question number one. Question number two is, why does Moshe give this elaborate, dramatic, personalized explication of the meaning of Pesach Dorot, the meaning of the mitzvah which the Jews are meant to observe in the future? In order to answer these two questions, I want to look back at an earlier episode in Sefer Shmot, which is kind of bizarre, and I don't know how much attention it usually receives, but it will be very helpful for our purposes. Okay, so please turn to source 4. So, in the interest, I'm going to summarize Sukim Chet through Kaf Gimel. We're going to summarize Pesukim Kaf. Yeah, what did I say? Right, we're going to summarize Pesukim Chet through Kaf Gimel, and then we'll read Pesukim Kaf Dalet through Kaf Vav closely. Okay. So, just to give us some background. Hashem in Perek Gimel tells Moshe that he's going to be the one, he's the chosen one to go save Bnei Israel. Then in Perek Dalet, in the continuation of Perek Dalet, like put on the source sheet, Moshe goes to Yitro and asks him if it's okay with him to go back to Egypt. Moshe says yes. Then in Pasuk Yitet through Kaf Gimel, Hashem reiterates what the plan of action is, right? That Hashem is going to send these makot onto the Egyptians, and that's how Hashem is going to get Paro to send the Jews out of Egypt. Okay, so we're going to pick up from Pasuk Kaf Dalet, Everyone read already? Does anyone want to read again? Yeah, we can go. Lima.
Okay, what are we reading?
Pasuk. We're going to start from Pasuk Kavdal. Peridal Pasuk Kavdal.
Okay, Vayhi Baderech Bamalon. Lev Kashehu Hashem Vevakesh Hamitro. Vatikach Tzipor Tzor Vatichur Et Arla Abina Vataga. Lera Glov. Vatomar Kichatanda Mimatali. Vayir Himenu. Azamra Chatanda Mim. Lamulat.
Lamulat. Okay, so we have this very bizarre story. So Moshe is on his way back from Midian to Egypt, and he stops off in the inn, and then Hashem, or the Malach HaMadas, I think Lushan also disagree about this as well. Hashem pursues Moshe in an attempt to kill him. Tzipporah sees this, and what does she do? She takes her flint knife, and she cuts off the foreskin of her son. And then what she do, she's v'tagah this bloody foreskin, this damim, onto Moshe. For the purpose of protecting Moshe from Hashem who's trying to kill him. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just the phrase chatam damim, I'll add parenthetically, it's a pretty mysterious phrase, it's not quite clear what it means. Most of the Mefarshim, including Uncleus, Rashi, Rashbam, and others, explain Chatam Damim to mean the following. Now, my groom, Moshe, would have been killed if not for the blood of the male. So he is Chatam Damim because he would have been killed if not for the Damim, or of the blood smattered Orla that Tzipporah put onto him. Yeah, Jonathan. I believe it's a machlokes in Yishon as well.
Rashi,
based off of Yishon in the Darim, even as an MD Rashbam, all interpret Raglav as Moshe. The other Mefarshim disagree, which is why we put them in my notes. But I think it's very compelling. If Hashem is trying to kill Moshe, then presumably the person who you want this private agent to go on would be Moshe. But yes, granted that this is not the only interpretation.
Okay.
Right, so you see, Tzipporah is v'tagah, he wants this orla with the tamin on in order to protect Moshe. I think this will allow us to answer our first question. Returning to source 3, right? I would argue that what Moshe, that the reason that the Moshe replaces the verb benatan with v'higatem, what he's doing is drawing from his past experience. Right? When imagining what the purpose of the blood on the doorpost is supposed to be, he first recalls the blood-spattered orla that protected him from the angel of death. And then he thinks about the ritual of putting the blood on the doorframe in terms of his personal experience of Hagat Hadam. Doing this allows him to connect more to the mitzvah of putting the blood on the doorframe, and in turn makes it more meaningful and resonant for him. So is that I'll say it again. This one. So Moshe, when he describes the command of putting the blood on the doorframe, he uses the language of v'higatem. Because by doing so, he recalls a previous personal experience in which Hashem had, in which a blood smattered object had protected him from the Malach HaMoed, and in order to make this mitzvah of Hashem of the Jews putting the blood on the doorframe, he articulates this mitzvah in terms of a prior personal experience. Was that clear?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Good. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Yes. Right. And ultimately, by doing this, it allows them to better appreciate the fact that God, issuing this command to Moshe, is trying to save Bnei Israel's lives. Okay. With this, I think we can now answer our second question. Right? We noted that Moshe, when he relays the mitzvah of Pesach Dorot to Bnei Israel, or to the elders, right? Moshe elaborates on what Hashem said. Hashem, when describing the meaning of this ritual, said that it's supposed to be a zikaron, and Moshe kind of spells out what this zikaron is. And also recall that we noted that Moshe personalizes, that Moshe personalizes this command. So I would argue that upon seeing how impactful and transformative making this mitzvah more personally meaningful for him was, Moshe felt obligated to make it more meaningful for the people and for their pre-born children. He therefore gives the Jews a prediction which they should use to explain the mitzvah to their children. By connecting the ritual of Korban Pesach to the collective national experience of the blood protecting the Jews from the plague of the firstborn, and emphasizing how it was we, the Israelites, right, the Jews, who were the ones who were saved, right, and by Canaan and Seal, future Jews will be able to make, future Jewish parents will be able to make this Korban Pesach ritual more meaningful and more poignant for their children. Is that clear? Good. Okay, now to wrap up, this is my takeaway Musaha scale, so I hope you guys enjoy it. I think we should try to emulate Moshe. I think he's a pretty important person in our tradition. In order to make mitzvot more meaningful for ourselves, we must try to, like Moshe, articulate divine commands in a way that resonates with us. Doing so requires us to also, like Moshe, draw from our experiences and harness our sense of reason. Hopefully this process, the process of articulating mitzvot in a personally meaningful way, will both enrich our spiritual lives and also demonstrate to other members of our generation the sincerity of our commitment. In turn, thinking about mitzvot in a way that resonates with us should move us to think about how we can make mitzvot resonate more deeply with others. Ultimately, both a sincere and resonant articulation should make these mitzvot more palatable and accessible for others, and allow us to effectively pass them on to the next generation. With divine help, with siyata d'shamayim, we should all be successful in this endeavor, just like Moshe was, and he so effectively turned his bitaga experience into a resonant and transmittable Vihigatem command. Thank you guys so much. Have some
air.
Yeah. Any questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
So when we say like that she caused it to touch, that's like her doing something without a command. But when Moshe's speaking to the Am, then doesn't he have to make it like as, is he being as clear as he could be when he's giving directions to the Am? Like I would think that, like I understand that it makes a lot of sense that it should resonate with him, like
right.
He should feel connected, but he has to make sure that the Am knows
right.
Exactly what they're doing, and it's not, and when it's in Hufil, then it's not as clear.
Yeah, I'm not a linguist, my impression is that I think that the meaning that of Vigatem and Gantan are close enough, if not the same, that it would be clear to the Bnei Israel what they're supposed to do. But you're right, you do have to be careful. You can't, if you want to articulate something differently, you have to make sure to preserve the meaning. Right, you can, but I think Moshe does a very, does a perfect job when he does. He replaces the verb, but he doesn't change the meaning of the command.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of touch on a larger concern.
I like what you're saying because he's like striking a really good balance that he's able to connect with himself.
Right.
And he's still making it very clear.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Alex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The linchpin of the shiur, it sounds like, is the Higatem and Vatiga, that connection.
And the Dam.
Yes.
Yes.
Um, Vihigatim is a word that Moshe uses, and you're arguing that that's resonating with his past experiences. Yeah. Vatiga isn't a word that he heard someone use, but that's the narrative voice.
Right.
So, which appears all the time in these sorts of parallels. And there's obviously approaches. I'm just curious which one you take to that.
Right. What's the connection between Vitzhakah and Moshe? I mean, Moshe, he didn't read Eric Dowd in Sefer Shmos. He experienced it. Mm-hmm. Right. He also read it, right. I'm saying
now.
Right. I think that's a pretty good, some combination between Hashem and Moshe I can't really answer the question so well, but you could maybe say that he thought of this experience as a experience, and therefore when he was told by Hashem to relay this command to the Jews, he then replaced that time with Vigatan because he experienced it.
That's like the opposite, and then when Hashem told Moshe to write down the Torah,
right?
So then he's like, hey, we should make this similar to Korban Pesach. We should use the word of the God.
Or it could, like, regardless of whatever word Moshe uses after,
right?
It wouldn't really make sense to say that she's been atan the orla on his
right.
Head. So
right.
Therefore, he's saying, okay,
right.
I have
right.
this experience,
right.
so
right.
I'm going to relate it in the best possible way that
right.
I know, which is
right. Yeah, I think what you said about that is correct. I mean, that is the act. What occurred was bitaka. That was what happened. That's the word that you use.
Right.
So even if Moshe hadn't written it down yet, he would still that would be how he would think of his experience as one where someone was bitaka.
Right.
To say yeah.
And
you could say. No.
And then the point of using it twice would be so that he can say, like, well, not straight saying it straight out, this is what was going on in my head, but look, like, the way that it's getting written down is you're supposed to see the connection. Why else would you not use that time? Especially
right.
if you always use it for paranoid on the Mizbeach, but it would make no sense for why he would use that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the fact that Hashem gives him license to use that word in the narrative, in the person of the narrative voice, means that Hashem himself is confirming that Moshe's connection was a good connection.
Yeah, right.
Hashem
right.
could have undermined the connection, right?
Right.
He could have said, no, you're not using that word.
Right. No, it's just true. I mean,
wait, what do you mean? Wait, why are you saying that he's allowed to? Like, Moshe said what he said. Why, if Hashem didn't agree with it?
No,
meaning ultimately Hashem authored the Torah, so if Hashem didn't like, the
word. Hashem couldn't change what Moshe said, but he could change what verb was used.
Right.
In the narrative voice, to break
right.
it, but he chose not to.
Right.
Quotes and Tanakh themselves aren't necessarily what every person says.
Right.
You know,
yes.
That's
yeah.
how you can come up with the fact that, Rahav uses the same words that Moshe uses at the end of Tzvarim, but how would she know that?
Right.
No, and she also uses as an issue, but the point is, like, Hashem from Moshe, when Hashem was dictating Moshe, what
right.
it's supposed to be written down, he specifically chooses these words that you find the parallel to you.
Right.
Connection.
Yeah, I think
right.
so. I mean, this whole spectrum is fascinating because you kind of see this. I mean, this is the birth of Torah Shabbat Peh in a certain extent, because you have Hashem tells Moshe certain commandments, and then Moshe will sometimes wait a little bit before relaying the command. And as we saw, kind of like elaborate and interpret almost. So I found this section very like very cool and very yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
What? Okay. Wait, Jonathan. You know. Wait. To stop it, I just pressed this red button. Can you do it? Because I don't want to like erase it. Do you know what I'll do? No, it's a stop.